Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Here in Washington, in recent weeks, the biggest news story, other than politics for once, has been the Washington Capitals playoff run that ended in them ultimately winning the Stanley Cup championships for hockey. And throughout the season, and especially throughout the playoffs, the Capitals had this wonderful slogan, all caps, A-L-L-C-A-P-S, in all capital letters, which made for a perfect hashtag and a wonderful pun on the, you know, the phrase all caps, talking about the heart and soul of the fans being all in for the team. And this was plastered on the sides of buses, on commercials, on obviously Facebook posts, Twitter posts, everywhere throughout Washington. This has been the buzz for a couple of weeks. I looked up to see whether the Capitals had filed to register the all cap slogan because it's so great. And I was shocked to learn that they have not applied to register it. The filing fee is just $225. And the Capitals have sold tens of millions of dollars at a minimum of merchandise related to this slogan. And they're really missing out on a tremendous opportunity to take advantage of the many benefits of a registered trademark. A registered trademark, of course, allows the owner to use the R with a circle once it's registered to help ward off potential infringers and demonstrates to consumers the significance and the importance and the value of the brand to the owner. The registered trademark, importantly, allows that trademark to appear in the public databases of the USPTO. So when other companies are looking at potential names and applying for potential names, they could come across it that might affect their decision to use a name that would otherwise be similar. In addition, being in that database means that the Patent and Trademark Office, when they're searching other people's filings, is looking for conflicts with your registration. And so they're doing some of the enforcement work for free for you when you have a registration. A registration also is actually a tangible asset that can be assigned or licensed or transferred to other entities. It can actually even be used as a security in financial transactions. Having a registration, of course, means that it's also generally much easier to deal with any disputes because you have the presumption of validity, you have rights in all 50 states, you have the right to go to a federal district court and to seek triple damages and attorney's fees. And all of those become powerful tools in warning somebody who might be infringing or challenging your trademark. And that I am convinced that that makes for much quicker, much more affordable, much better resolutions in such disputes. And finally, one other tool of a trademark registration that a lot of people miss is when your company makes goods, and particularly goods that are imported or exported, the trademark registration allows you to record the trademark registration with U.S. Customs and Border Patrol in their databases. And that means that at the borders, customs is looking for and potentially blocking infringing products from coming in through shipping containers and other means into the U.S. So altogether, this is a tremendous value for, as I mentioned, a filing fee of $225 in many instances. And the Washington Capitals, with their great slogan, all caps, are remiss in not taking advantage of those benefits. Now that you're aware of the many benefits of federal trademark registration, are you taking advantage of them? You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.